Kent, the only cigarette with a micronite filter. Kent Regular and the new King Size Kent present the story of a man, his home, and his family, starring Robert Young and Jane Wyatt. With Eleanor Donahue, Billy Gray, and Lauren Chapin in Father Knows Best.
There you go. Nothing says Father's Day like a pack of smokes, Roger.
You got that right.
Steve Player and Josh Player live here on Father's Day, as our tradition holds. Good morning again, buddy.
Good morning.
So with today being Father's Day, we're going to take a moment to honor all the fabulous sitcom fathers who filled our TV screens with fumbling moments and fatherly wisdom. And we got a bunch of texts that have already come in here. No matter the time or place, episode to episode, these father figures instilled in us endless life lessons. Do you have a favorite TV dad, Roger Badish?
Yeah, I've got to go with Andy Taylor.
Andy Taylor.
Yeah.
All right, the Andy Griffith Show.
Because he was more than just a father.
He was a single dad.
He was a single dad, full-time job, raising a son.
Yeah.
Of course, he had Aunt Bea there and the whole town.
That's true.
To help out. Yeah. It was a different kind of dad, different kind of time. But I just loved his laid-back style, the character's laid-back style, and having to deal with life lessons with little Opie, you know. There were a lot of dads that I liked. There were funny ones. There were serious ones. There were kind of cool, laid-back kind of ones.
I have such a variety of texts coming in.
Yeah.
One says Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch. I think that's a given, probably.
Okay.
Tom Corbett from The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Oh, gosh, yes.
773 Matt LeBlanc on Man with a Plan, Monday, 7:30, Channel 2. Look at that plug.
He must work on the show.
He must work on the show, yeah. John Walton of The Waltons.
Yeah, that was a big family.
Is another one. Yeah. Stephen Keaton from Family Ties.
I didn't care much for his character, for the character.
Didn't like that as much?
I didn't like the show, to be honest with you. It just wasn't my style.
It's okay. You can have that opinion.
Yes.
Someone mentioned earlier Danny Tanner from Full House. You could tell the generations of when people grew up based on the texts that come in.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh?
Well, we just got a text in that said Howard Cunningham, which I know is your favorite.
Yeah, it is my favorite. It is my favorite. I love that. You know, in fact, there was a great clip, and I'm going to have Curtis play this, of Howard Cunningham when Richie came home in the second season drunk. And, you know, I think we've all had that moment, because I remember that, too, walking in the door and my not feeling well, and my father tiptoeing into the bathroom, not telling my mother, holding my head as I think I threw up all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's a little Howard Cunningham for you. And here it comes. It's coming. He's finding it. Hold on. Stand by. All right. Here's another one that just came into Tom Bradford from Eight Is Enough. Lucas McCain from The Rifleman.
Single father.
Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Josh, what is the other text that just came in from
you? Just got one. Herman Munster.
Kurt, classic. That's great.
I think so. I like Herman Munster as well. You got it? Okay, here's Howard Cunningham.
You're pretty sick, huh, son?
Well, it must have been something I ate. Probably the salami. You never know what they make salami out of, you know, Dad?
Yeah, that's true. Couldn't be that you had too much to drink now, could it?
Oh, that's silly. All we had was some beer and teeny-weeny glasses.
How many teeny-weeny glasses did you have?
72.
Josh remembers that.
I think it's time for some teeny-weeny cups of coffee.
Yeah. I share with my family, my kids, these classic TV shows, because I will tell you that if I've said to Josh's friends, hey, did you ever see this show or did you ever see this episode? Mm-hmm. They don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. They don't watch all this classic stuff. 708, Josh, what do we got there?
Tony Soprano and Don Draper.
Oh, from Mad Men? Oh, God. Draper was terrible. He was a terrible dad on Mad Men. Rob Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke Show is another one here. Let's see here. We were talking a little bit about Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
And there's a great clip of him talking about the difference between fathers and mothers. Let's take a listen. Leave It to Beaver. Ward Cleaver.
You know, Dad, it's funny.
What's funny?
Well, whenever we cook inside,
Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Well, that explains about Mom, but how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences.
That's
but
right.
But us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking.
Yeah, right.
Sort of a throwback to caveman days.
Right.
Yeah.
Hand me those asbestos gloves, would you, Molly?
Yeah.
Hand me those asbestos gloves.
Well, it was an oven glove back in the days.
Oh, my God. I would never say that to your mother.
No.
But it was a different day and age.
Oh, my
Seriously.
God. But, I mean, that wasn't that long ago.
No, but it was in the 50s.
It was
in the 50s. And so it was reflective of the times, maybe not necessarily every wife's thoughts.
That's right. Josh, you got some other ones up here. What do you got?
We got Charles from Little House on the Prairie.
Charles Ingalls, yeah.
And then we've got Rick Grimes.
What's Rick Grimes from?
Is that not Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah, you looked that up.
I've got one I like.
Are you, what do you
and like? This is, again, totally opposite of Andy Amirberry, because this one is very strict.
Yeah.
And, again, a single father, Ben Cartwright.
Oh, you know what? That just came up.
What, oh, it did?
That's right.
Read the digits on the code, though, to 708 when you read the text, Josh. Which is the next one?
Next one is Fred Mercury.
McMurray.
And
from My Three Sons and Lauren Green from Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rick Grimes was from The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Okay. Yeah. All right. Brian, you're on 720 WGN. You got a favorite TV dad, buddy?
Sure. I just thought of Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the reason how I came up with that one real quick, not necessarily my favorite, but you were talking about millennials, Generation X, and things like that. I was thinking more of the newer type of people.
Yeah,
and I like that. I just kind of like rolled with me. I'm like, aha, okay, here's one. I don't think everybody would talk, you know, like the Cosby guy or Danny Tanner, you know, your standard, the Brady Bunch and everything.
But we were talking off air, Brian, that there's not a lot of family shows on anymore, especially if you're like really watching Netflix and Amazon Prime and stuff like that. There's not those typical family shows out there. So you got to dig a little deeper, right?
Correct. And I just thought of something kind of different. And also, I want to thank Pat Tomasulo for Man of the People. I was watching that episode tonight, and they were talking about Father's Day cards. And it dawned on me, to me, go downstairs in the refrigerator, get out Dad's chocolate bars, and put them by his laptop so he can have them in the morning.
I like that. I mean,
if it wasn't for watching Man of the People, I would have completely forgot.
I like
or
that.
Or I would have probably
hysterical.
Realized it now that tomorrow's Father's Day, and then, you know, because, you know, I just wanted to be...
Absolutely.
I just wanted to, you know, thanks, and, you know,
I appreciate
that, it. That's the only way. Well, like you say, watching Man of the People, you know, tonight, and it made me think, hello, go get the candy bars, bring them upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a flukish thing, but I appreciate for my airtime.
Thanks, Brian.
Like that, and you guys have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. David, you're on 720 WGN. You got a favorite TV dad?
Yes, good morning to everybody out there. Happy Father's Day.
Good morning. Well. Same to you.
I'll tell you, one of my very favorite dads is Donald Sutherland, the guy who played the dad on Ordinary People. And I was really impressed with the way he handled the family situation, though it was fictional. I mean, it was really quite a situation.
In the movie Ordinary People you're talking about.
Yeah, the movie. I think it came out in 1980, but I watched it recently on the movie channel.
Very cool. Yeah, interesting. That's an interesting one.
He was quite a guy.
Yeah, that was very cool. Very interesting. Thanks, David, for the call. I appreciate that. George, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Al Bundy, Married with Children.
I know. You can't get enough of Al Bundy. I know. You know what's funny? It's a show. I don't get to catch that show very often, but he was a funny dad at the very least, right?
Absolutely. Hey, man, I'm an Uber driver. I got to go here. You have a wonderful day, man.
All right, you too, buddy. Take care. Be safe. All right. Josh, you got another one here. 317?
We got a couple. Well, first we had Rob Petrie from 773.
Yeah.
317 is Ray on Everyone Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Tom Bradford on Height Is Enough.
Eight.
Oh, that's eight. My bad.
Any glasses? What's going on there?
We've got 608, Ned Stark.
Henry Mitchell from Dennis the Menace. And then 224, Danny Thomas.
Make Room for Daddy.
Make Room for Daddy. Here's another clip before we go to break real quick of Mike Brady, because, of course, he's a classic. Let's take a listen from the Brady Bunch.
Today is the big day.
Yeah, we got a doubleheader going. Listen, I predict Marcia's going to pass her driver's test with flying colors.
Right, and I predict that Jan's going to do just great in today's debate.
And I predict that you two are great predictors.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Now, remember what I said about psyching yourself up, Jan?
Yeah, but I'm still nervous.
Oh, relax, Jan. Women can't be great at everything, but they make wonderful debaters.
Wow.
Listen, do you mind if I offer you a suggestion?
Oh, I'll take any advice I can get, Dad.
There is a famous old story about a man who had to get up and speak in front of some very important people, and he was petrified.
I'm with him.
Yeah, but a friend gave him some advice. He says, look, when you get up in front of those VIPs, you picture them sitting there in their underwear.
In their underwear?
Mike,
that's
isn't that true?
That's awesome. A little advice from Mike Brady. Do you remember that episode, Roger? Good morning. Hello.
Yeah. No,
hello.
I'm doing something. Yeah. I did not watch the Brady Bunch
gosh.
I'm sorry. That tic-tac-toe thing at the beginning always kind of freaked me out. And I just couldn't understand how this family could be so almost perfect.
Yeah. I got another one, 815, Brian Keith from Family Affair. You got one, 312-981-7200. More when we come back on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave and Josh Plyer. We are talking TV's top dads. This is one that several people have brought up, and it's also on our text line as well. There's another one, by the way, 312 Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, James Avery. Let's play a little Phil Dunphy talking about being a dad on Modern Family.
It's our parents' anniversary, so we're surprising them with breakfast in bed. They're impossible to buy for, we think. We've never really tried. Okay, ready? One.
They open the bedroom door.
Three.
And they are in a compromising position.
No! Oh, my goodness.
Nothing's happening!
Oh, my God. I can still see it. I can't believe that just happened.
What were they doing?
Nothing.
Whatever it was, it looked like Dad was winning.
Dad was winning. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
At the end of that episode, they finally gave them a gift, which was a lock for their door.
Oh, but the, brilliant,
but the, but the final scene was that every time they're going to lock that door, it makes this huge loud like lock sound that you can hear throughout the house.
So everybody knows they're having sex.
So it locks, it makes that click, and then you see all the kids just look at each other like, oh, geez.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Great clip. Josh, you got another text here, buddy?
We got a 630, Archie Bunker.
It's John, yeah.
We got Mike Stivic, the meathead from All in the Family.
Yeah, he was. That's right, he was a dad, too. Let's take a little listen of Archie. I think this is when Archie met Meathead. Let's take a listen.
What kind of a name is Stivic? Huh? Where you from?
Oh, Chicago.
I mean, what's your nationality?
I'm an American.
I mean, where are your people from?
They're from Poland.
I find it funny that that's funny right off the bat.
It's all that.
That would make you Polish then, huh?
Yeah. Anything interesting in the paper?
Yeah, 200 arrested at Vietnam Day peace demonstration. 200. They should have thrown a whole bunch of them in the can. Look at that picture there. Here they are, throwing all kinds of junk and diapers at officers of the law. Desecrating on the American flag. The hell of them peace pigs want, anyhow?
Well, I think they just don't like the idea of America fighting an illegal and immoral war.
Well, if they don't like it, they can lump it. take it down the road and dump it.
Wow.
You're saying America love it or leave it?
That's right. It's a free country, so am's great.
Well, that would include me too, Mr. Bunker.
Then toodly you to you too.
Well, what would our leaving solve? I mean, with or without protesters, this country would still have the same problems.
What problems?
Well, it's the war, the racial problem, the economic problem, the pollution problem.
Oh, come on, if you want a nitpick.
Nitpick? Let me tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead.
What did you call me?
A meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
Oh, yeah, now I see what your idea of a free country is. You're free to say anything you want, but if anyone disagrees with you, they're either thrown into jail or called a meathead.
Here it comes.
That's right, because this is America, the land that I love.
I love it too, Mr. Bunker, and it's because I do it, I protest when I think things are wrong.
And stand beside her. And guide her.
The right to dissent is the principle upon which this country was based.
With the light from above.
Listen to me. It's in the Bill of Rights.
From the mountains.
Why do you think we broke away from England to begin with, huh? Because we didn't agree with them. We demanded freedom.
It would fall.
Guys like you would all listen to reason. I mean, you're not listening to anything. You're totally closed-minded. Not anymore, I'm leaving!
Bless
your prejudice!
America! Get away from me! My home, sweet home!
Oh, I'm with him on that. All right. Woo! All right. Archie Bunker, everybody. Classic. I got a bunch of other ones here.
Mr. Badish, we've got one more vote for you from 608, Andy Taylor.
Oh, wonderful.
We've got one of the top ones from 419 of Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Good, yeah. Good. Ozzie Nelson, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Tim Taylor from Home Improvement. Rob Petrie, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. Ward Cleaver. Chester Riley. That's what Carl had mentioned before he left. Life of Riley.
Right.
Let's see here. Jason Seaver from Growing Pains. You really can tell the generations.
Right, who exactly.
George Jefferson.
The Jeffersons. Oh, yeah.
Darren Stevens. Yeah, I guess he was a dad. Darren?
Yeah, they did have a...
Which Darren?
Yeah.
That's another joke that... and we have Rich Coase coming up. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog said tonight was, you're not the first Svengoolie, you're the second. You're the second Darren who sucked.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you something. If they rerun the Svengoolies on Saturday morning on Channel 26, you got to catch it. Let's see here. We talked about courtship. Martin Lane from the Patty Duke Show. Yeah, you could totally tell the generation.
Wow, I'd forgotten about that.
Calling into that a little bit. How about Frank Costanza from Seinfeld? I wouldn't call him the best dad in the world.
How about, and I think he was a single father.
Who's this?
Gidget's father.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
And I think...
By the way, Randy Marsh was from South Park.
I can't remember his name. Now I got to look up the name. But he had two daughters. Gidget was one.
Yeah.
And I don't ever remember seeing the mother.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
I'm trying to... Let me look it up.
That was a little bit before my time.
Yeah.
You look it up.
A lot of stuff before
a lot of stuff before my time. All right. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Rich Coase. We'll be right back.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. Sit Down Stand Ups wraps their first season of conversations with the one and only WGN's Mike Toomey. Sound Sessions is checking out some brews and bands at the Hideout, and the Mincing Rascals are looking at a recent firing of a weatherman from a news station over a code red weather situation. Look them up on WGN Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you have it. So,
Don Porter played the father in Gidget, and there was a, I'm trying to read real fast, and a widowed father. Yeah, Don Porter.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and Gidget's older sister, married sister, was Betty Connor, that's who played her. And then Don Porter also played, if I'm not mistaken... I think that was a different one. I'm mixing Hazel with
yes, you are
Gidget, but the father and Hazel.
You're mixing something else in that room.
Would you like to? But the father and Hazel, they also had
there was a couple of dads.
Bobby Buntrock, I think, was the kid. That was his name, I think.
Wasn't that your porn name?
Only in the 50s.
What was it? Bobby Buntrock?
Buntrock, yeah. I think.
Yeah, that's your porn name. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. Write that down, courtesy. Yeah, all right. Rich Coase and Jim Roaches are walking to the studio. Today is the 40th anniversary of Svengoolie. So please stay tuned. You're going to join us for the next hour. Josh?
The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the week on the planet. Weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It's 3:00, time for the news with Roger Badish.